Pre-match warm-up, third round of the FA Cup as the Reds travel to Arsenal this Sunday afternoon. It's Ian Ryan, Jake Nolan, Ryan Patton, Sean O'Donnell. Andy Heaton is controlling the tech. We will have a caller later on. But Jake, just in terms of this one, I think it's a bit of a tricky one for the manager to kind of negotiate a little bit. We'll get stuck into personnel as we move through the show. But you can absolutely understand, given the season Liverpool are having, if this is a little bit down his list of priorities, that's completely understandable.
I was on my way down here, rushing, as you know, a little bit late, and nearly had an anxiety attack thinking about this, because all of a sudden it occurred to me, is there a potential replay?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, so that does make me even more scared, to be honest with you. Obviously, don't want to be going into a game wanting to lose a game, but I think it is probably the least of all the priorities at the moment, and I think it's okay to say that. But saying that, I am looking forward to seeing what madness he comes up with, seeing who plays, potentially a few faces that we haven't seen before, or seeing, does he just go, fuck it, come ahead, let's go toe-to-toe and do them on their own patch. I don't know, it's going to be a laugh, innit?
Well, I mean, it might be. Sean, I think it will be interesting in terms of the team he goes for in the end. The manager's done a press conference, we'll touch on a little bit of that as we move through the show, but I think we've seen this before, where Liverpool have tried to go on four fronts. There's a reason it's an unbelievable ask of any team to try and win four trophies, even to try and win three trophies. So I think whatever the manager does this weekend, you've almost just got to back it.
100%. I think one thing that's different about us this year, and maybe in the year that we did sort of go for all four, is the squad. Like, we've got a proper squad. Like, you look at us in the League Cup, no matter what team he puts out, it feels strong. It feels like it's going to be stronger than the opposition. And, like, I think you can get a little bit excited about rotation these days, because, like, a new player's coming in, and it's not just going to be a kid from the academy, all right? You know, there's a chance that, you know, that Beck left-back plays on Sunday, which is fair enough, and there's a chance Conor Bradley might get a run out. But it's not like the old days where you're just literally going into a team where you probably know about six or seven of the players. You're going to know them all, and the players who will get rotated in are actually going to be strong first-team players. Think about Gravan Birch. Like, I'd expect him to come in at the weekend. He's a proper player. He's not someone who's just coming in to fill the numbers. And I think that can sort of give us the edge, maybe, because if Arsenal are rotating, if we're rotating, I'd certainly back our squad versus their squad. So I think it can be quite a bit of a, as Jake says, fuck it, let's go for it.